Good morning to everybody. This is a breakfast meeting. We always do it, try not to do it very formal. As you all know, we have done it in the past. And as you probably also know, the Director General has just returned from a field trip to the Lake Chad Basin, to Chad and Northern Nigeria. And it was a very important visit to see from the first hand the situation in the area and FAO tools. And we will have him today giving us a brief and available for you for the questions as usual afterwards. Do you want me to put it close?
Okay.
So probably if you want to give to start, Director General.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Let me first welcome you all. I thought it would be good to share with you our impressions after this visit, because what we saw there, I think, is a good example of what is going on other rural areas in Africa in this moment, particularly in this moment. And Meshack, can you share my talking points with them so they don't need to take so many notes and can the...
And they can have coffee in the meantime.
Yes, you can have
they don't
coffee.
Need to write.
I went there to present our response strategy for the Lake Chad Basin. I don't know if you are familiar with this region. The Lake Chad is the, let's say, the main source of water in the edge of the desert of Sahara for that region, named Northeast Nigeria, Northeast Cameroon, Chad, and Mali. So we are very concerned that the Lake Chad is following a path that we already have seen in other lakes region. This is the photo of the, we can share with you also. Starting 1963, the lake was approximately 22,000 square kilometers. And the last photo that we have available, 2007, it is about only 300 square kilometers, from 22,000 to 300. We are talking 10 years late, probably this is much less than 300 kilometers nowadays. What that means, this is the main source of water for the subsistence of that population around the lake. And the population around the lake has increased a lot, of course, due to the conflicts in all the region, the Sahel, but also due to the fact that this is the only source of water for fisheries and irrigation that we have in all the region. And the use of water for irrigation has increased in the last year, putting an additional pressure. So what I want to say and share with you some message, and then we can discuss them. This is not only a humanitarian crisis, it is also an ecological crisis that can affect the livelihood of these people for the future. We need to take action, a more comprehensive view of this, not only to address the humanitarian crisis. We all agree that when someone is hungry, we need to give them food. There is no doubt about it. I'm not questioning that. I'm only saying that that's not enough. If you only follow an approach, an emergency approach, we will not solve the problem first and we will not tackle the deep roots that are behind these conflicts. So I have six main messages that I want to share with you. You have them there. The first one is that this conflict is only, let's say, one of the symptoms that we are seeing. It's like someone that has a fever. Of course, we need to control the fever. If we can, we need to stop the fever. But the disease will remain there. We need to treat it. And what is lacking in this region is rural development. This is a region neglected in the last 30 years. And I'm quoting, you have the quote, the first paragraph of the Mr. Shetima, the governor of Borno State of that is the one that is in the front line to fight Boko Haram in the area. So you can imagine a region that's completely abandoned, no investment at all, no presence of the central government, no actions. So this is the what is feeding this conflict. And it's a conflict, a war, as I say, against hunger and poverty in the rural areas of Africa. And it's not only there. I was the plane looking for the last number of the Jeune Africa that was available. And there you could see also a report of another emerging conflict in Republic Democratic of Congo. Very similar, the same contest, a rural area, isolated, neglected by the central government. And then there is an insurgent movement that is repressed by the army and so on. Second message that I want to share with you is that for this region, I'm back to the Lake Chad basin. For this region, we need a combination of food assistance and food production support. This is the only way that we foreseen that we can avoid the situation to complicate more and more. What has happened now is after 3 years of severe drought, we will start a new season, planting season in May. So if we don't get the kits of seeds, fertilizer, some animals to replenish the herbs of these people, we will not solve any problem. Animals are very important. This is a region of pastoralists. If you don't give them back their animals that were or died or killed by the Boko Haram, they will remain in the refugee camps forever. They don't have what to do outside the camps. So we need to give them back a job, a work to do. Third message is that agriculture, including livestock and fisheries, can no longer be neglected. It remains the livelihood that sustains the livelihoods of about 9% of the population in the region. We cannot expect that region to become an industrial region or providing service, etc. This will remain an agriculture region. So as soon as we could provide the base for this rural development, the best. Fourth point I already mentioned, we are approaching the critical time in our agriculture calendar in the region. Planting season will begin soon, so we need the money now. For the moment, FAO is able to attend $10 million for the region. We asked for 62. So the gap is about more than 50 million. And that gives us a little role in assisting all the refugees. The message five that I would like to share is that if we don't do that now, we will complicate the future. What that means, we will need more food assistance in the forthcoming months, and we will need much more for the next year. We estimated that we have in the region more or less 50,000 people that are on the board of famine. They are, according to our standards, at the last degree of our scale of 5 points, they are at 0.4. One step more and they will turn into famine and start to die. The last point is that I already mentioned, we have asked for 62 million and we got about 40% of it. You have a list of what we are doing with that in the last page and also the calendar. So I will stop here. So thank you.
Thank you.